two-point conversion fails. Harbor Beach on the board, but trailing by two. 8-6 with 6:37 left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network. I'll be leading by two.
It's a geothermal upgrade event going on now at B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. Also receive a 30% federal tax credit, save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 269-5280.
It only took 22 seconds off the clock, covered 55 yards in three plays, but Harbor Beach responds with a touchdown of their own, and they trail Ubley 8-6.
That's an advantage for Harbor Beach in this game, is Ubley has not seen many teams, if any, that can spread it out, throw it all over the lot if they have to. Harbor Beach may just continue to do that all night, I'm not sure, until Ubley can stop it. It's no different than Ubley running the football right through their throats until Harbor Beach stops it. Harbor Beach may throw it on them until they prove that they can stop it. So quite the two different offenses here we're seeing right now.
As Harbor Beach kicks this one away, a nice looking kick as it comes in at the 8-yard line, brought in by Ubley there, and they're running forward. Derek Brown going right through the middle of the pack, gets out to the 26-yard line before he's stopped by the Harbor Beach special teams. Number 32, Cole Anderson, seems to be all over the field. He makes that stop, and it's first and 10 for the Bearcats. Right to left across your radio. First and 10 from their own at 27.
Yeah, he has been. Cole Anderson has three tackles already in this game.
Derek Brown with a 19-yard return to start this drive at their own 27. Working in between the hash marks, T formation for Matt Mychek and the Bearcats. We'll see this formation all night long. On the right, Jonathan Brandle. In the middle, Nathan Keller. On the left, that would be Derek Brown. Mychek under center. Harbor Beach bringing eight men in the box. As they hand off to Derek Brown. He's out through the middle. He's breaking free of one tackle and a shoestring tackle. Brought in at the Ubley 47-yard line. Saves a touchdown. Daniel Lanfear barely hangs on to Derek Brown after a big run.
Man, Derek Brown is just torching Harbor Beach's defense, runs right through him again. I seriously think he has run the same play to Derek Brown all night in this first quarter already, and it's worked every time. Matter of fact, he's got five carries for 69 yards already, averaging just about 14 yards every time he touches the football.
A 20-yard run for Brown there. It's a handoff this time to Jonathan Brandle. He's out for the running, has no one in front of him. He's at the 20-yard line, the 15, the 10, to the 5. Breaks free of the final tackle. Touchdown, Ubley. Jonathan Brandle breaks free for his own run of his own of 53 yards. And Ubley's into the end zone for the second time tonight. It's 14-6, and we're not even halfway through the first.
Wow, and again, another run. This time is that counter where the Jonathan Brandle comes back to the left. He gets through the line of scrimmage and then kicks it out to the right side. The right side has been a weak point for Harbor Beach. They have picked on that side, and he reverses field to that area and just hits the sideline and outruns everyone on the Harbor Beach defense. Very, very athletic running backs Ubley has, and they are showcasing them for us tonight.
That drive consisted of 73 yards, three plays, and 36 seconds as the handoff right through the middle is into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And it is 16-6, Ubley leading by 10 points. And we still have 6 minutes and 1 second left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Denny King here, Internet Sales Manager at Moore Motors in Carroll. Folks, I'd like to inform you of the 20% off clearance event Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram has authorized us here. It's the biggest savings I've seen in the 22 years I've been selling in the Thumb area. We have two heavy-duty Rams, two light-duty Rams, a Cherokee Limited 4x4, and a Chrysler 300 on this list. Sticker price is at $47,450 on a Sport Crew Cab 2016 Ram. And you're going to get $15,366 off that with employee pricing. So come on down to Moore Motors. Ask for me, Denny King. Love hearing your business.
Do, 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 do. Well, it's been a high-scoring affair so far. We've had three touchdowns in a matter of 6 minutes in Harbor Beach. It's Ubley 16, Harbor Beach 6. But this isn't the only high-scoring game we have so far. Reese leading Cass City 6 minutes into the game, much like this one, and it's 22-14, Reese leading by 8 points.
So apparently we thought this one was high-scoring. We have just been outdone already.
I will see your 10 points and raise you another $50. Well, we might see this formation a lot tonight, depending on how things go, but we have another kickoff for us. As for kicking off for the Bearcats, that would be number 22, Jonathan Brandle, I do believe. Deep back for the Pirates, that would be Shed, Lanfear, and Shelkey. This was brought in by Shed at the 21-yard line, diving, slipping, sliding, and all the way down to the 34-yard line, and brought down by number 60, Darren Soule, for his second special teams tackle on in a row.
Good news is on this special teams play, there was no personal foul, so that's something different.
That's the first time in three kickoffs for the Bearcats. A 14-yard return for Brendan Shedd puts Harbor Beach at their own 34-yard line to start this drive, left to right across your radio. The first drive for Harbor Beach resulted in a three and out. The second drive, a three-play drive for a touchdown. We'll see what they do here. They send two wide to the left and a running back on either side of Kirsch in the shotgun. One receiver wide to the right. And it is a handoff to number five around the corner, and it would be James Shelkey dives and comes in across the 40-yard line out to the 41 for a 7-yard gain brought down by Darren Soule, that 6'3", 210 senior, and it's second down and three.
Harbor Beach switching up the formation a little bit. They take the fourth receiver and put him in the backfield. In this case, James Shelkey is now in the backfield as well. So three guys in the backfield, still three receivers out, two to the left, one to the right, and Kirsch and Shelkey run the read option. Those are your best two offensive weapons, and displaying both of them at the same time stumps Ubley's defense for a minute. He hands it off to Shelkey. He turns it up the field and puts him in good position on second down.
I realize, Dave, I didn't bring enough stat sheets for tonight depending on the number of drives. Kirsch with the keeper for himself, gets across the line of scrimmage, dives across the first down marker, and as well as the 45-yard line down to the 46 for a 5-yard gain brought down by number 33, Skyler Lasoski, the junior for the Bearcats. A new set of downs for the Pirates.
Yeah, again, Harbor Beach running the read option. So the third running back, actually the second running back in the backfield, is the lead blocker. And then Kirsch and Shelkey run the read option. This time, Kirsch sees an opening. He takes the ball for himself and dives forward and gets a new set of downs for the Pirates.
First and 10 from the 45-yard line. Actually, the 46-yard line for the Pirates. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Two men in the backfield in the shotgun with Kirsch. And it's a handoff to the, or it's actually a keeper for Kirsch. He has room to run. He's cross midfield. He has the first down, down to the 30, 42-yard line before he's forced out of bounds on the far sideline by Derek Brown after a big 14-yard run for Brady Kirsch.
Yeah, nice play again as they run the read option again, this time with Daniel Lanfear. And Ubley actually committed to Daniel Lanfear with the football. Clark, you even mentioned his name, thought he had him.
So a great
fake there by Brady Kirsch, the quarterback, and he takes it to the left sideline and gets there and gets another first down for the Pirates. Might I add, an excellent block out there by Cole Anderson leading the way to help spring the corner for Brady Kirsch.
First and 10 for the Pirates from their Ubley 41-yard line. First and 10, left right across your radio. They send two wide to the right, two to the left, and just one man to Kirsch's right in the shotgun. That would be Lanfear. Kirsch surveying the prairie. Now nearly two men in motion. They do not, and there's the flag. As Kirsch is in trouble, lets this one fly, and it is caught, and it should have been caught. It falls out of the hands of Grant Hansen at the original line of scrimmage at the 40, and Kirsch is slow to get up and walking that hit off as he got hit from both directions.
Well, it doesn't make it any better when you're throwing while there is a large defensive lineman hanging on you, so body parts are not moving when they should be, Clark, and vice versa. But it didn't matter about the completion on this play. This one was coming back anyways.
It was an illegal shift as there were two men in motion. It looked a nifty. It threw off the defense, and you can't do that.
Exactly why you can't do that,
it's
correct.
Two men in motion going across, splitting the backfields. Both realized it stopped, and then they thought they got away with it, but the flag flew.